KNOM Profiles.
I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and I recently took a truck ride with one of Nome's resident expert birders, Alice Sullivan, and we chatted about a migratory bird, the bar-tailed godwit.
Now, this is a very, very unusual bird because it's in the sandpiper family, and it's, about twice as big as those little sandpipers you see running around on the beach. And the bar-tailed godwit is unique because on its journey home, it flies 7,000 miles without stopping. It's in the air continually, depending on headwinds and tailwinds, either from 5 to 7 days. It doesn't eat, it can't stop because it's flying over open water, and it's unique in that sense. It's a unique marathon bird.
Now we should pull here to the left, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We are stopping at the Nome River Bridge, just past the Nome River Bridge. They talk about the bar-tailed godwit some more. You have your binoculars out and you're looking up river. Are you looking on the flats or where are you looking to find?
Bar-tailed godwits, along with other large shorebirds, are never really on the edges of the river where it meets the land. They're a little bit inland. And often they're on the small hills that are border a river or in this open grassy area in front of us. They never actually go in the water. They're more in the marshy part. And especially looking over here in the other direction towards Fort Davis, in the mud. They're in the mud. They have very long beaks. And what's unique about their beak is that it curves slightly upward. Now, many people here in Nome are familiar with whimbrels and the bristle-thighed curlew. They also have long bills, but they curve downward. And the bar-tailed godwits curls upward. And they're easy to distinguish when you see them because the males have a bright orange breast and stomach area. They're really bright. And as I said, they're about twice as big as the little sandpipers we see running about on the edge of the shore.
And Sister Alice explains that the beaks curve up because of the specific types of food they eat. The curlews and whimbrels, they probe the mud and tundra for small invertebrates.
What I call wet, squishy things that live in the mud.
And the bar-tailed godwit probes for worms and small insects. Now, the bar-tailed godwit, it's a little unique.
They're actually what they call a Eurasian bird. That means their main place, where they breed and live, is in the Russian side, and the ones who are here are just a few, and you can see them from Bethel up to Barrow, but there's never like groups of them or times when there's many of them. You're always happy when you see one.
Okay.
So, and you always look for them at the mouth of a river.
Now, Sister Alice explains that very recently researchers learned that the bar-tailed godwit flies from Australia and New Zealand to the South China Sea, where they eat and rest before coming to Alaska or going over to Asia. Researchers have placed tiny transmitters on some of the birds to understand their migration.
And they can follow them every single minute on their journey. They know how fast they're flying. They know the headwind that's working against them or the tailwind. And they can track individual birds. And they're not like seagulls. Seagulls or terns, they also make terrific migrations, mm-hmm. terns. But they're a seabird. They can rest on the ocean. They can stop and snack and have a little rest and so on. But the godwits have to fly straight. They can't stop. They can't rest on the ocean.
And so the godwit comes to Nome, comes to this area of the world to nest. They prefer the mouths of the rivers because it's marshy. This is where their food is, and this is where they prefer to hatch their young. How long are they here, and when do they start that crazy migration?
Well, like many of the birds, late in August, the adults are on their way.
Sister Alice explains they don't fly like ducks or geese that fly in flocks. They fly back to New Zealand individually. Adults leave first, and the young are left behind.
And they go later, all by themselves.
And they know where to go?
Nobody has a map. And somehow they end up in New Zealand.
That's amazing to me, that a bird that's born in Nome, Alaska, can all by itself in late August or September maybe?
Yes.
Decide to go home, wherever that is, and know that it's New Zealand?
Yes.
Maybe, I wonder if I can, doesn't that sound nice? But September when it starts to get cold, maybe we should go to New Zealand with the bar-tailed godwits.
Now that's not gonna happen, but you know, we're in Nome right now, we're in Western Alaska right now, whether you live in Bethel or Chivac, or Nome or St. Lawrence Island, we have some pretty interesting birds that come up here specifically just to nest. And it's a great time to check them out. It's a great time to go and look for them. The bar-tailed godwit is indeed one of those birds.
What keeps you, what has you so interested in birds and all that goes on?
Well, birding is a wonderful way to be outdoors and enjoy the outdoors. First of all, they're beautiful in themselves, and we're lucky here because all the birds we see are in their breeding plumage, and they're very brightly colored. And I visit my brother and other family down in the lower states, and I see these same birds, and they're so drab. But up here, they're very brightly colored, and it's a nice way to be outdoors, and you learn about habitat, you learn about rivers and tundra and all the different, how they interact and the weather and all that. So you learn many different things about the habitat and the country here.
So where we live.
Yes, where we live.
More than just the birds.
Yes, more than just the birds. When you really get into it, you study the whole land itself. And then there's always surprises, you know, there's a bird you never saw before, and things like that, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's see if we could spot one.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't quite spot a bar-tailed godwit, but now I kind of have a better idea of where to go, where to find them, and what to look for to see one of the marathon birds that later in August will fly straight from Nome to New Zealand. Nonstop. Pretty incredible. For KNOM Profiles, that was Sister Alice Sullivan, and I am Lorelei Kinneen.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.